You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
When people talk about living longer, healthier lives, one phrase keeps coming up: blue zones. It's become shorthand for longevity, vitality, and aging well. But blue zones is more than a list of places where people live a long time. It's an entire ecosystem of research, storytelling, products, programs, and lifestyle recommendations that reshaped how many people think about health. So where did the idea come from, and why did it become so popular? The concept of blue zones was popularized by Dan Buettner, a National Geographic fellow, author, and explorer. In the early 2000s, Buettner partnered with demographers, epidemiologists, and researchers to study regions of the world where people consistently live longer than average, often with lower rates of chronic disease. The name Blue Zones reportedly came from researchers circling these regions on a map with blue pens while analyzing longevity data. What they found were five standout regions where people routinely lived into their 90s and 100s, often staying active and engaged until the end of life. Those regions are Okinawa, Japan; Sardinia, Italy; Ikaria, Greece; Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica; and Loma Linda, California. These places are geographically diverse, culturally different, and politically unrelated. Yet, they share striking lifestyle similarities. That's where the Blue Zones idea really took hold. Instead of focusing on supplements, medical breakthroughs, or extreme fitness routines, the research highlighted everyday habits, simple, repeatable patterns embedded into daily life. From that research came the core Blue Zones recommendations, often summarized as the Power 9. They include moving naturally throughout the day rather than intense gym workouts, eating mostly plant-based foods with an emphasis on beans and whole foods, having a sense of purpose, reducing stress through daily rituals, and prioritizing strong social connections. Community plays a huge role. People in Blue Zones tend to eat together, live near family, and stay socially connected as they age. Longevity isn't treated as an individual achievement. It's a byproduct of the environment. The insight is key to why Blue Zones resonated so deeply. It shifted the conversation away from personal willpower and towards systems. Instead of asking, why don't people make better choices, it asks, what kind of environment makes healthy choices the default? This thinking helped turn Blue Zones into more than a book or documentary series. It became a brand. There are best-selling books, Netflix and National Geographic series, speaking tours, corporate wellness programs, and citywide initiatives like the Blue Zones Project, where communities attempt to redesign neighborhoods, schools, and workplaces around longevity principles. Cities promote walkability, schools adjust lunch menus, employers rethink work-life balance, grocery stores highlight plant-forward foods. That scalability is a big reason for its popularity. Blue Zones offers something rare in the wellness world. It's aspirational without being extreme. It's science-informed, but story-driven. And it doesn't require people to identify with a strict diet label or fitness ideology. Another reason it gained traction is timing. As chronic disease rates climbed and people grew skeptical of quick-fix health trends, Blue Zones arrived with a message that felt both old and refreshing. Slow down, eat simply, connect with people, build routines that support life instead of constantly fighting it. It also intersects naturally with conversations around plant-forward eating, sustainability, aging populations, and healthcare costs. Governments, nonprofits, and businesses all found something they could use. Of course, Blue Zones isn't without critics. Some researchers point out that longevity is influenced by genetics, reporting accuracy, and historical factors that can't always be replicated elsewhere. Others caution against oversimplifying complex cultures into lifestyle checklists. But even critics often agree on one thing: the environments matter. And that may be the most lasting contribution of the Blue Zones movement. It reframed health not as a personal failure or a moral test, but as something shaped by culture, community, and design. encourage people to look beyond hacks and ask better questions about how to build our lives. That's why Blue Zones continue to show up in documentaries, wellness conversations, city planning meetings, and dinner table debates. It's not just about living longer. It's about living in a way that makes a long life more likely. This is Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. If you enjoyed today's episode, leave a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And as always, we are a daily podcast, so we'll see you tomorrow.